Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI met Friday with the bishops from the Greek Catholic Church in Ukraine at the end of their ad limina visit to the Holy See. 70 years have passed since the last delegation of bishops from Ukraine's Greek Catholic Church crossed the threshold of the papal apartments to meet and speak with the Pope. 70 years which have left their mark on the culture and society of the Eastern European nation and its church.
Gravi.
Speaking to the group led by Cardinal Lubomir Husar, Archbishop of Kiev, Halyak, Pope Benedict XVI expressed his heartfelt thanks that the Christian faith in the former Soviet state is now experiencing a period of rebirth after a dramatic period of persecution. He also told the bishops that the Pope holds all of the faithful in his heart and that they have his full support as they face their difficult mission. There are about 4 million Catholics in the country. The faithful of Ukraine follow two principal rites, the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Rite and the Latin Rite. In his message to bishops from the Greek Catholic Church, Pope Benedict emphasized the importance of theological and pastoral formation in collaboration with the Latin Episcopate. He said that it cannot be denied that collaboration between the two rites would naturally result in greater communion between all those who serve the one church, helping ease eventual misunderstandings in the knowledge that both rites are part of the one Catholic community. To this end, the Pope suggested an annual meeting between bishops of the Latin and Greek Catholic rites. In his concluding remarks to the bishops Friday, Pope Benedict said that failures in ecumenical dialogue cannot be ignored, but neither should they dampen enthusiasm for the Lord's goal that one day we may all be one.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.